Number one, what kind of armchair do you want?
First of all, it's gotta have arms. If it doesn't, it's not an armchair to me.
What about this big fat one?
It's a bit too big. I think I'll just sink into it.
Which armchair would the man prefer? Number two.
The store's closing in 5 minutes, ma'am.
Really? I was here in December and you didn't shut till 8.
That was because of Christmas. Once the sales are over, we go back to 7 o'clock closing.
Okay then, I'd better come back at 9 tomorrow. What time does the store close now? Number 3.
Did the plumber change that faucet?
He brought the wrong size or something, so he's gone off to get the right one.
And the leak under the sink?
That's done. Plus he did something to the cistern of the toilet, so it doesn't overflow anymore. What needs fixing still? Number 4.
Do you know of a gym around here with a pool?
This is the center of the city. A pool's a tall order. Mine's just got a sauna room.
I really want a place to swim, too. I like working out, but not all the time.
Try the hotels. They've all got both, and maybe there's some way of using them.
That's a great idea.
Where will the woman go? Number 5.
Great news. Kelly changed shifts so she can come to the concert on Friday after all.
Why didn't you call me? I changed the tickets to Saturday so she could manage.
Oh no, she changed shifts to Saturday. I'd better call her.
Don't worry, I'll move them to Sunday. She's not working on Sunday.
When is Kelly working? Number 6.
Did you move my cell phone? It was on the kitchen table a minute ago, I swear.
I had to move it to make room for breakfast. I put it on the windowsill.
It's not there either.
Oh, here it is. Sorry, I must have slipped it in my pocket.
Where was the cell phone before he moved it? Number 7.
I heard you're moving house.
Yes, and I haven't got any boxes to put my books in. All the ones I have are huge.
Yes, for books you need the smallest boxes you can find, because they get real heavy. Let me see if I have any at home.
Thanks, that'd be great.
What kind of boxes does she need? Number 8.
Oh no, I forgot to turn the dishwasher off.
Don't worry, I got that. Plus the computer was still on, so I closed that down as well.
What about the oven? You were heating up the pizza, weren't you?
Back we go.
What is steel on? Number 9.
What goes well with chicken? I'm sick of roasting it.
Spaghetti, mushrooms, a creamy sauce.
Sounds great, but I'm trying to count the calories.
Some kind of salad then? The Cobb salad's got chicken, hasn't it?
A Cobb salad's pretty fattening, but a simple green salad sounds good.
What will she eat? Number 10.
Hello, Martha. You look like I feel.
Yes, but you deserve everything you get, drinking 10 cups of coffee a day.
Did your little daughter keep you awake again?
No, she slept like an angel, but the new neighbors have a dog and he was barking all night.
Why couldn't she sleep?
Number 11.
I'm interested in booking the whole place for a kids' party. Do you do that?
Yes, but the manager's not here at the moment. Do you want to wait for her?
I can't really. Here, take my card. Ask her to call me.
No problem. Oh, you can also book online if you want.
I'm not that good with computers.
How will the woman book?
Number 12. Do we need anything from the store apart from coffee?
Sugar. Don't forget the sugar. I'll have to go all the way back again.
I know, I can't drink coffee without sugar either. What about milk?
Oh, we're fine for milk.
What will she buy? Number 13.
The food's much too hot for the baby to eat.
Pop it in the fridge or something. She's starving.
No, that's not a good idea. And I don't want to blow all over it with my cold. I know, I'll take it outside for a minute.
Good idea.
How will the food get cool? Number 14.
What kind of tree is that? A poplar?
No, the poplar is nice and tall, but it's too narrow. It doesn't give any shade. This is a birch. It's a small, pretty tree, and it grows quickly.
You should have planted an apple tree. This time next year, I'd be making pie.
What tree did he plant? Number 15.
When does Brian Roden get in?
Not until 6. There were delays because of the weather.
How is he getting here?
I'm driving down to the port to pick him up.
How is Brian traveling? Number 16.
Is that you, John? You look so different. Where are the glasses?
I'm trying out contact lenses. Do you like me without my beard?
You look about 10 years younger.
What did the man look like before? Number 17.
How does it look, Mrs. Patel?
Not bad at all. The tooth is showing no signs of infection, and she's in good spirits.
She doesn't like taking her medicine.
She has to finish the course. Try hiding the pill inside one of those pet treats.
Where are they? Number 18.
Have you heard from your brother, Raul, isn't it?
Raul, yes. He's about halfway through his round-the-world trip. Last time I heard from him, he was in Rome. He was leaving for Athens the next day.
He had sent me a postcard from Egypt before he went to Rome. It had a picture of the pyramids on it.
Where is Raul now? Number 19.
What kind of shoes should I take? I mean, I'm obviously not going to wear high heels, but...
I brought walking boots with me when I went, and to be honest, they were a bit much. The trails aren't that difficult.
My sports shoes should be fine then.
What footwear will the woman take with her? Number 20.
Hello, sir. Can I help you?
Is there somewhere to put this umbrella so it doesn't drip everywhere?
Dreadful, isn't it? And they promised us sunshine.
We're lucky they didn't predict high temperatures. It would probably be snowing now if they had.
What is the weather like now? Number 21.
Hurry up, Jean. We're really late.
I'm just looking for my sunglasses. Could you grab my coat and bag and put them in the car?
It's too warm for a coat.
Okay, a jacket then.
What will the man put in the car?
Number 22.
Excuse me, but haven't we met somewhere before?
Yes, I believe we have, but where? Were you at a class on marketing last month?
No, it wasn't there. I know. It was Darlene's engagement party.
That's right. You're the woman who loves beach holidays.
Where did they meet?
Number 23.
My goodness, I took the bus here today and it was so full I could hardly breathe.
I know. That's why I take the train. The station's further away, but it's far more comfortable.
Well, my car will be fixed by tomorrow, so I won't have to make that choice.
How did he get to work today?
Number 24.
Wasn't that art exhibition great? I bought a painting in the end, you know?
Oh, really? Which one? That cute one of the flowers?
No, by the time I got back around, that one was gone, so I got one of the landscapes.
The one with the windmill or the one with the oak tree?
The first.
Which picture did she buy?
Number 25.
It looks like rain's on the way. Better cancel that picnic.
Maybe we can have everyone over here instead.
There's too many people for this little house. I say we try that new restaurant on the lake.
That's opening next week. Oh, hang on. Here's the weather forecast. It says it'll clear up by lunchtime.
Well, that's all right then.
Where will they have lunch?